that will be bring us up to date for Macas Medina, to start Macas Medina next week. I want to make two brief aros on this next sugya. Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara gives us this case of Tan Rabbanan, Hasochar Sasfino Parka La Bachatzi Aderech. You guys want me to discuss it now for 10 minutes, or just hold off and we could discuss it before Macas Medina?
Let's just finish it now.
Yeah, let's just get it off the table now, right? So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Hasochar Sasfino Parka La Bachatzi Aderech. No sein lo scharo shal chatzi aderech ve'ein lo alav el taromet. So on the face of it, this brisa really just is not sensible. Its superficial meaning here, which the Gemara itself rejects in a second, is that you hire a boat and then you pack out midway through the journey. You only have to pay for half the journey. And all the boat owner has against you is a grievance for your not going the full way. Right? So if this was true, then I could like order an Uber to take me to Boston, get out in Rhode Island, and only have to pay him schar chatzi aderech, right? I wouldn't be obligated to pay him for the full route. Worse yet, I could like rent a car for, I could lease a car for a year and give it back midway through and only have to pay for half the term. Like, cool, you're saying it's not so problematic, right?
No. Those are different examples. Is it a pay-as-you-go thing or is it a term thing?
Right, so here it just talks about a socher as asfina, right? You rent a boat, to get you from Bechatz Yaderech, and you just unload your stuff mid-journey, right? So you're sailing from Barcelona
to... I want to know how the contract was denominated. This is one of those things where it sounds... the vagueness makes... sound bad, what specificity would
right clear. But on the face of it, it's like you commissioned a ship to take you from Barcelona to Akko, and you get off in
Sicily.
You get off in Italy, you get off in Sicily, exactly. So you only have to pay for the route to Sicily, and all the boat owner has against you is a grievance for your terminating the agreement early. But the Gemara then challenges that. The Gemara says, hey dummy, you limit to kamishkach lo gura. If the boat owner finds other passengers to take from Sicily to Akko, amayisle taromes. Like, he shouldn't even have a grievance against you, right? I mean, he got to continue on his merry way. The idolo kamishkach lo gura, kula agrabay shlume. Very important line. The Gemara says that if the boat owner did not find new passengers in Sicily to take to Akko, then you got to pay out the full schar from the schar of Barcelona to Akko on your own. So I think this is just like a clear formulation of the idea. Yeah, one party breaches in one of these agreements, he's stuck with the bill of the full journey. Almost like a Sfina Stam Yayin Zeh case, right? I mean, you hired me to take you to Akko, and I'm ready to take you, and you backed out. So the Gemara then says, given that analysis, that it can't be that you only pay half the journey. La'olam dekam mishkach lo gura. It must be a case where he finds new passengers in Sicily, and that's why it's sufficient for you to pay chatzi aderech, because this guy is going to receive his schar from the new passenger. Ela ama yisle taromes, why does he have a grievance against you? Mishum rafsa disfina. Because, when passengers get on and get off, it shakes the boat, it wears the boat down a little bit, so there's a little extra wear and tear, for which he has a valid grievance against you. The Gemara challenges that. The Gemara says, "Ihachi tainasa ma'al yasahu, umamona isle gabe." The Gemara says, if there's actual wear and tear, maybe that should be like a financial claim that he incurred extra costs because of you. You can imagine he's using extra gasoline or something. So the Gemara says, "Oh, it's got to be a case where there's no extra costs, right?" So, my parka de parka latoane bigave. It must be that it was some other kind of thing, not that new passengers got on board, but Rashi here says either that he added more bundles onto the ship, he added a few extra cargo midway through, or that other Rishonim say he sold his cargo to a new owner, but he still needed to get the boat to Akko. So my taromes, why is there a grievance? Mishum shinoi daita. So Rashi reads this as saying there's a grievance for you're adding new cargo. It's like, even though you're allowed to do this, it's still like, you know, gets the guy angry. It takes to inconveniences him somewhat to have to load new stuff onto the boat in the middle. And the way the other Rishonim read this is that Shinoi Daita, meaning you sold your wares to a new owner, it's difficult for the boat owner now to have to get along with a new client, right? He's no longer, I entered an agreement with Cole to transport, you know, his books from Barcelona to Akko. Cole decides that he's no longer interested in the Western canon, so he sells them to Donnie. And now I got to put up with Donnie, right, who's nervous and anxious. You know, he doesn't want those books to get ruined at sea. He doesn't know what the sea salt does to them.
I sold him my books, not my anxiety.
That's right.
Exactly. We all have enough anxiety to go around.
That's true. Remember, Cole, when you had your books in your truck and you were worried they'd be stolen overnight?
I remember that. I seem to remember taking a lot of drugs to help me sleep.
Yeah. That's right. So there's a few interesting points just to take away from our Gemara here. So I think the first is the Maskana of the Gemara, which is pretty clear and crisp, that if you get out of the boat early and the guy can't find other passengers, you're stuck with the full bill. I think that's just an application of the Sfina Stam Yayin Zeh Din. The other interesting things here are about taromes, which were, you know, we haven't really spoken about so much, but I'll just make the observation here that there seems to be a debate in the Rishonim as to what kind of breach or deviation from the original agreement would justify this kind of grievance through taromes. So Rashi's view in the sugya is that ultimately there's no monetary claim, but there is a claim for grievance because you hired the boat and you said, look, I'm a merchant. I have wares that I might want to bring on at any dock, you know, along the Mediterranean. So it was a condition that you're allowed to bring on stuff, but it still gives the Baal HaBaal, it still gives the Baal HaSfina a grievance for actually having to stop off at those ports. Very low threshold for what constitutes a grievance. You could see, for example, Rashi says, "Parka de tune begave b'chatzia derech hosif lasteis b'chavilo shahayilo l'sham v'hu hisne mitchila." Very important. Lekach liten besocha kasher yirtza v'haschar lefi cheshbon hamasaos haderech. You're actually going to pay the boat owner more as you load more wares on to the ship. But the boat owner still has a grievance, either because of Shinoi Daita, meaning, hey, I thought we'd move a little faster, but then you ended up actually exercising your right to add this stuff on. Or La'ashla Yisersa, what the Gemara refers to, as that he has to buy like extra ropes to keep docking, right? It's kind of like annoyed that, you know, yeah, you said you have the right to do this, but I guess the boat owner has like a claim that when you actually exercise it, it annoys him. So I think for Rashi, there's just a super low threshold here for what constitutes a grievance. It's all well within the bounds of the contracted for service. And yet Rashi thinks that there is a valid grievance. So maybe Rashi just thinks that the taromes is not so significant. It's the Gemara is saying as like, hey, it's a right to be annoyed, but like that's not a right that amounts to anything. So other Rishonim don't like that precisely for this reason. You could see, for example, Tosvos quotes Rashi, and he says, that doesn't make any sense. Vikasha, he says, my mafsid, de kol shekein tovlo shemar viach yoser. If the contract said I'm allowed to bring on new merchandise at any port, and I'll pay you more as I bring it on, why would the boat owner even be upset, right? He's getting paid more for his services. So that's why he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel as rejecting this view. And I want to point out that Tos Rabbeinu Peretz also rejects Rashi for this reason. He says, Velonihira, Rashi's wrong. De kivan de hisna imam mitchila mai taromes ikale. Once there was this condition at the outset saying that you could bring on new wares, new merchandise, why should that even be a grievance when the right is exercised? So that's what leads Rabbeinu Hananel to say that the real grievance in our sugya comes from something else. So he interprets this, the parque letuune, to mean that, like the case where I said to Cole, like I sold the merchandise transporter sold his wares to a third party. Shemocher schora shebisfina la'acher. Hainu shinoi das ki shema ze adam hakone hu adam kasha. And I think that makes a lot of sense, right? That would explain why there actually is grievance, because you're no longer doing business with a person that you thought you were doing business with. So I think that means that Rabbeinu Chananel thinks that there's a higher threshold for what constitutes a taromes, and maybe you know, Rabbeinu Chananel would think that taromes has more of a legal bite to it. One final point here is the Ritva's observation on Ayin Tesem Beis. Recall that the Gemara here is trying to struggle to explain why there's a taromes, right? The Gemara says, oh, if it's this, then you should actually have to pay, but if it's that, then why do you even have a taromes? And at one point, the Gemara said, if he could find other clients, why does he even have a grievance? The Ritva points out this is inconsistent with what we saw earlier in the year. Earlier in the year, we said when it comes to a poel, right? So remember, a poel who is hired to do a paint job, and then the Baal HaBayis cancels, but he finds another paint job. So there's no damages because he's fully able to mitigate. But there we said that there's taromes since he had to go and look for another job, right? There's like tircha in finding another job. So he's like, the Ritva's puzzled, why does the Gemara earlier assume that even if there's no loss, like the process of having to search to mitigate constitutes taromes, yet here the Gemara assumes that if you find new clients, if you have to look for new clients, it doesn't rise to the level of taromes. So he gives this cryptic answer and he says, oh, honey, miliki hadarbe below taina. Avalhacha betaina rabo chazarbo. You know, maybe it depends on like what the reason for canceling the agreement is. If you're chozer for a taina rabba and the guy is able to mitigate, then there's no taromes. But if you're chozer without a taina rabba, then even there is taromes even if he's able to mitigate. I mean, it's a little mysterious here. And as I said, this sugya is a little far off from our question of ones. But it does raise some interesting questions about what the threshold is for taromes and when taromes is triggered. I'll just remind you what we saw earlier in the year. We saw machlokes amongst the mefarshim, whether taromes gives rise to a chiyuv lefayes, or sometimes like the Bezdin maybe could impose a financial settlement to satisfy the taromes. So maybe part of that issue is at work here in this discussion about whether there has to be like a strong claim in order to generate taromes, or for Rashi, you know, it seems to be even something very trivial, fully within the scope of the agreement, you're not breaching whatsoever. Still, you know, Rashi wants to call that a taromes, maybe because he has a very watered down version of what taromes is. But what's really relevant for our discussion is kind of the Gemara's maskana here, that if you get out of the boat early, or you return the boat early, and the guy is not able to find replacement clients, you'd have to pay out the full value of the agreement, just like in the Sfina Stam Yayinza case. Okay, that's the 10 minutes that I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Parka Letune Begave Sugya. Tuesday we start our discussion of Makas Medina. Sound good? Everyone?
Tomorrow, you want to go to the end of June?
That's the plan. The plan.